Tatrapi Niravaroda Svairena Viharanati Kripana Budhiranyonya Mukha Nirikshana Dina Gramya Karmanaiva Vismita Kalavali Tatrapi. In that condition, in the society of human beings, descended from monkeys, Niravarodha, without hesitation, Svairena, independently, without reference to the goal of life, Viharan, enjoying like monkeys, Atikripana Buddhi, whose intelligence is dull, because he does not properly utilize his assets. Kripana is miser, yes? Anyonya, of one another. Mukhanirikshana adina, by seeing the faces. When a man sees the beautiful face of a woman, and the woman sees the strong build of the man's body, they always desire one another. Gramya karmana, by material activities for sense gratification. Eva, only. Vismrita, forgotten. Kala avadi, the limited span of life, after which one's evolution may be degrading or elevating. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this way, the descendants of the monkeys intermingle with each other, and they generally are known as Shudras. Without hesitating, they live and move freely, not knowing the goal of life. They are captivated simply by seeing the faces of one another, which remind them of sense gratification. They are always engaged in materialistic activities, known as gramya karma, and they work hard for material benefit. Thus they forget completely that one day their small lifespans will be finished and they will be degraded in the evolutionary cycle. Perfect. Serious purport. Prabhupada calls his purport his personal ecstasy. So there is a lot of ecstasy here. Materialistic people are sometimes called Shudras. Interesting, Prabhupada calls materialistic people Shudras. It makes it the synonym. Or descendants of monkeys, due to their monkey-like intelligence. They do not care to know how the evolutionary process is taking place, nor are they eager to know what will happen after they finish their small human lifespan. This is the attitude of Shudras. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, this Krishna consciousness movement, is trying to elevate Shudras to the Brahmana platform so that they will know the real goal of life. Unfortunately, being overly attached to sense gratification, materialists are not serious in helping this movement. Instead, some of them try to suppress it. Thus, it is the business of monkeys to disturb the activities of the brahmanas. Are you sometimes disturbed by the monkeys? They attack your bag of fruits. They don't let you sleep in the night, quarreling on your roof, or they do all kinds of hanky-panky business. The descendants of monkeys completely forget that they have to die. And they are very proud of scientific knowledge and the progress of material civilization. The word gramya karmana indicates activities meant only for the improvement of bodily comforts. Presently, all human society is engaged in improving economic conditions and bodily comforts. People are not interested in knowing what is going to happen after death, nor do they believe in the transmigration of the soul. By the way, since Prabhupada has written this 40, almost 50 years ago, we see that reincarnation has become a very accepted concept, even if people do not subscribe as followers of any philosophy, Indian philosophy, so to say. Still, reincarnation is very much in the mind of so many people. It's part of ordinary daily speech. So Prabhupada has already changed how people think. But he was writing this 40 years ago, so people have, they don't even have the concept. When one scientifically studies the evolutionary theory, one can understand that human life is a junction where one may take the path of promotion or degradation. It's like in an airport. You have a connecting flight, and just imagine you chose the wrong gate, and they let you on the flight, and then you flew instead of India, you flew to some other place. So it's very responsible. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti deva vrata devan pitrin yanti pitri vrata bhutani yanti bhute jayanti madhya jino pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. In this life, we have to prepare ourselves for promotion to the next life. Those who are in the mode of Rajagun are generally interested in being promoted to the heavenly planets. Some unknowingly are degraded to lower animal forms. Unknowingly. Actually, if a person refuses to make a choice, take responsibility for the choices, that's also a choice, but this is an irresponsible tamasic choice leading down. Those in the mode of goodness can engage in devotional service. And after that, they can return home, back to Godhead. Yandima dhyajinopi mam. That is the real purpose of human life. This Krishna consciousness movement is trying to bring intelligent human beings to the platform of devotional service. Instead of wasting time trying to attain a better position in material life, one should simply endeavor to return home, back to Godhead. Then all problems will be solved. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:2:17, Shinvatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Hridyantastohya Badrani Vidunoti Suhritsatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So Krishna is now at work in your hearts. Do you feel? Is he working in your hearts? course, even coming here and sitting here, that was already a choice. But then Krishna does the maintenance, yeah, the cleaning work in the hearts right now. One simply has to follow, and now you can see this is the last paragraph, Prabhupada gives the conclusion. And he gives us 1, 2, 3, 4 activities that he recommends as the conclusion. So what should you do? And he says, simply, one simply has to follow the regulative principles. One, act like a brahmana. This is an interesting one. Act like a brahmana. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So four things. In this way, one purifies himself of the baser material modes, tamagun and rajagun, and becoming freed from the greed of these modes, can attain complete peace of mind, which sounds nice. In this way, one can understand the Supreme Personality. In this way, one can understand the Supreme Personality of God. This is actually coming from the continuation of that second chapter in the first canto. Srila Prabhupada gives a summary. So, in this way, after you have become peaceful, evam prasanna manaso, when your mind is happy and peaceful, because cheta etair anavidham, you're not pinched. Vidha means pierced. So these lower modes are compared to pinching. Like if you pinch your neighbor, you can look around and see if some neighbor is too peaceful. You can pinch them. You know, if somebody is trying to chant and somebody is pinching you, you know, you cannot focus. But when the mind has become clear, that in this way one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and one's relationship with Him, and thus be promoted to the highest perfection, Siddhim Paramam Gata. Om Agyanate Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaham Akandamandalakaram Vyaptayena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaham Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Yasya Prasadada Gyopi Sadhyak Sarvagyatam Rajet Sashi Chaitanya Devame Bhagavan Samprasidatu May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me, because by His grace a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Vaiguna kita kalita paisunya vrana pirita dainya rana veni magnoham chaitanya vaidam asraye. Also Krishna Skaraj Goswami. I'm filled with germs of material defects, and I'm covered with boils, izyazvlenia, of envy and criticism. Therefore, submerging myself in the ocean of humility, I take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidya. Chaitanya Vaidya Masale. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada explains here what he wants from you and us. He says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, this Krishna consciousness movement, is trying to elevate Shudras to the Brahmana platform. And being Srila Prabhupada, he gives the very important point, what makes a brahmana a brahmana, so that they will know the real goal of life. Yeah? Every dvija, every twice born brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, is supposed to stop every activity they do 3 times a day. Sit down, or at least stop, and think, who am I? What is my goal? What am I doing? How to get there? Yeah? This is three sandhya, three junctions of the day, because otherwise we know, you know, that we can even be devotees and do spiritual activities, and these spiritual activities which are supposed to expand our awareness, expand our understanding, increase our knowledge, oftentimes turn again into routine. We can, when we started chanting, we were, you know, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, and it was attentive, right? And it was, we chanted and we felt, wow, Hare Krishna, this is amazing, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, yes? But then just after a short time, we are so expert that we can chant, you know, and read, you know, last year's newspapers and anything. And it goes on the autopilot, right? And any activities we can do, we can even do puja. You know, sometimes people think, oh, I have a material job, I have a karmic job, oh, I so absorbed in material life, I should give it up and move into the temple, then I will engage in spiritual life. Yes, but we all know, I can be engaged in spiritual life 100%, meaning externally, right? I can be right on the altar, right next to Radha Shyama Sundar or Srila Prabhupada, or I can be giving a class, speaking about Krishna. And I can, with my mind, I can be God knows where, in the prasadam plate, at best. I can think of all kinds of things, name, fame, glory, puja, lava, pratishta, or he said this, she said that, and did you see how he looked at me? Oh, and instead of working for Krishna's pleasure, engaging in spiritual life, my mind can be very far. So, Vedic society is organized in the very scientific way that you stop. You know, from time to time, before you start, after you end, and even in the middle, you stop and think, what is this? Bhur, bhuva, sva. Ah, this is savitur. It's from the Lord. It belongs to the Lord. Not only that, it's varanyam. And varanyam means worshipable. I should respect. I should respect, right? And I pray, diyo yo prachodayat. Every part has the blessing part, prachodayat. May he inspire. May he guide me. May he enlighten my heart. So, Jai Shri Shri Gaurinitya Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balarama Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Shyama Sundara Lalita Vishakha Ki Jai. So this is the difference. You can see that what does it mean sattva gun? Who is a brahmana? Brahmana or a sattvic person, or actually any dvija, any twice born, is someone who before doing something he thinks, why am I doing this? What is the purpose of doing this? What am I doing this for? And a yogi, karma yogi, at least at the end, he offers things to Krishna. Mishra Bhakta you know, he or Bhakta, he will offer before, and Shuddha Bhakta, he will offer at the end, before and during all the time, as much as he can remember. He will offer, oh Krishna, he will say, Krishna, this is for you. Krishna, this is for you. So this verse describes the forest of material enjoyment where we are trying to enjoy. And he describes Shudras who, it says, try to enjoy in a materialistic way. And he says that they should become Brahmanas. A little later in this canto, in the 26th chapter, we will have description of hell. Stay tuned. There will be some far out descriptions. But there is one place where it says that if a Shudra does not elevate himself, then there is a hell for that. So in other words, one is not supposed to remain a Shudra. This immediately nullifies the Asuri Varnasham. Oh, I'm a Shudra, I should remain, I should always be a Shudra. No, we should all become devotees. And Prabhupada says in Bhagavatam 1.2.20, you cannot be a devotee unless you are qualified as a Brahmana. So a devotee is someone who offers things to Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. So Daivi Varnasham will mean that a devotee will have, so to say, a double varna. Jaiva Dharma Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that we may have a body which is more suited for this or that activity. So that's how we will earn our money. And it's good. We should act according to our nature. But at the same time, every devotee should be qualified as a Brahmana. Prabhupada says at the end here, act as a Brahmana. That means that the person will have the qualities of a Brahmana. And at least the beginning and the end of the day, he will act as a Brahmana. He will study the Bhagavatam, the scripture. He will worship the deities. So that's Brahminical activities. So this is a source of a little misunderstanding, because we cannot say a devotee is a Shudra or a Vaishya, or can we? So on one hand, it seems we want to have Varnasham. On the other hand, Prabhupada says, no, we want everybody to be a Brahmana. But this is two things together. Yes, we want everybody to be Brahminically qualified, but some of us will have bodies which are best, and minds which are best suited for acting this way or that way. So who is a Brahmana? What are the qualifications of a Brahmana? What do you think are the main qualities of a Brahmana? So if you see somebody, you will say, oh, this person is Brahminical. How will you decide this person is Brahminical? Can you please help me? Okay. Brahma Janati Ti Brahmana.
And the training for the meaning of this book. Everybody by birth is a Shudra.
By birth is Shudra.
Everybody by birth is a Shudra. Everybody is in universe by birth is a Shudra. Where the same time of Shastara is done with him. Right from his position in the womb of the mother and the last one is at the death. 10 type of sanskar is performed. If that is performed, then he elevated to the rank of the Jyot. Twice. Then he used to study and understand Vedas. Regularly he should know the Vedas, they are part of the Vipra. Then he will be elevated to the rank of Vipra. Then he will meditate and know the Brahman, then he becomes Brahman.
Yes. Thank you. It's a famous verse Prabhupada was quoting a lot. So, how... Okay, so study needs to be there, and samskara, so you come to the person and you check, does he have a thread? Okay, thread is there. So samskara is there. And he studied, and he knows Brahman. He knows spirit. How will you see this in the behavior? Will you be able to see this in the behavior of the person? What would be the manifestations of a Brahminical person, a person's in his behavior? You have them? So this is the famous, Krishna's description of Brahminical qualities, So can you please give the translation?
Peacefulness, shama, self-control, tapa, austerity, samachandhas, jnana, knowledge, vijnana, realization, bhashtikyam.
Thank you. It's very interesting. So we have nine qualities, and Krishna calls these qualities Brahma Karma. He says, this is your work. For others, he gives work like, cow protection or service or even fighting for Kshatriya. But for a Brahmana, the work of a Brahmana, all nine things are qualities, which is quite interesting. So this is the work that a Brahmana does, working with these qualities. And apparently, if you do this work, working on the qualities, apparently the society will find you, even if you're in the forest, and feed you. Because you're doing your work. Actually, the society needs people who work on this. That's actually the highest need of the society. This is what's missing the most in the society. It's people who work on these qualities. So these are the Brahminical qualities. I remember some years ago, I was invited by Nrisimha Kavacha Prabhu. You may know he's minister of deity worship in ISKCON. Somehow, once we were at the Prasadam in Mayapur, and I mentioned that in all the Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav courses, I try to add some parts for some exercises for working on our qualities. And this is the most interesting thing for me. So somehow he remembered, and so when he started his school for deity worship, he dragged me. He said, you must come. You must come and please add this part on qualities to the course. Because In the third canto, Kapiladev says, Yamam sarve shubhutishu santam atmanam ishvaram hitvarcham bhajate maudhyat basman yeva juhotisa. He says that if somebody worships me as the deity, in the deity, forgetting or neglecting me in the heart of every living entity, then such person's worship is like pouring ghee or oblations into ash. Like we have yajna with fire, and we pour ghee into the fire, and then it burns. So just imagine, you invite your friend, let's come, we'll have a yajna. And then you have some ash, and you pour ghee into ash. They will say, you're crazy, what is this? You know, it has to be fire. So that's what Kapiladev says, that if I worship Krishna in the official form, that's also a definition of a Kanishta Bhakta. I worship Krishna, not only, it doesn't mean only deity, because can be some other official form, because not only, it's not only for Vaishnavas, it's also for Muslims, Christians, whoever, Sikhs, whatever. So it can be a book, it can even be a holy name. That, yeah, in Kirtan, yes, Krishna is there, but in outside of Kirtan, then I don't need to respect anybody. Archa, this is official form, accepted. And everybody says, yes, Krishna, God is there. Okay, so temple, yes, I worship. But people, you know, push them aside. Disrespect the people. So Krishna says, no, this is, I actually remember Radha Govinda Maharaj said one striking thing. He said that in a deity, Krishna may be present, may be not present. We know that Ramdas Thakur, Ramdas Abhiram Thakur in Bengal, he was, all the pujaris were scared of him because he was going around and offering obeisances to the deities and Shalagram Shilas. You know? And if the Lord was present, then it was, you know, okay. But if the Lord was not present, then the Shalagram Shila or the whatever or the deity would crack. So they were all very scared of him. And we know he offered obeisances to the first sons of Nityananda, and he tried to offer obeisances to Raghunandan Thakur, I think Raghunandan, yeah? And he was running away for like 15 kilometers because he said, I'm not a true Vaishnava. You offer obeisances to me, my head will crack. So so he says, it may or may not be. We know we need Pram Pratishta. We need Kirtan, we have to call the Lord, right? To be present in Archa, official form. But in the heart, Krishna is always present, he says. In the heart, Krishna is always present. So this is one of the very important things for a Brahmana. So I remember before I had to go there to this course, you know, I was very embarrassed, I felt very... What am I gonna, you know, speak there? I'm not, I don't know, teach Brahminical qualities. You know, who am I to teach that? So I asked my seniors about what do you think is the most important Brahminical quality? What is the most important Brahminical quality? I'm actually curious. Maybe I can, with your permission, ask you. What do you think? What would you like to see in senior Brahminical devotees around you? One quality, the most important one quality. What would be your preference? One quality. Can you please say? Forgiveness. Thank you.
Daya.
Huh?
Daya.
Daya, mercy. Very good. Truthfulness. Truthfulness.
Tolerance.
Tolerance.
Humility.
Vigyan, realization.
Kindness.
Sincerity. Thank you, thank you. Yes, very nice, very beautiful. So you mentioned the qualities of a sadhu. Titikshava, Karunika, Ajata Shatrava, Shanta, Suhrida Saradehino. yes, this is what we want to see. He's tolerant, he's humble, he's kind, merciful. Yeah, isn't it? This is what we want to see in another person. Truthful, yes. And truth is defined not as simply something that's factually correct, but something satyam priyahitam chayat. Yeah, this is something that's factually correct and beneficial. Truth is always beneficial. Sometimes it may be bitter, but it's always beneficial. So I remember Braj Bihari Prabhu, you may remember he was here for like 20 years. He was our VHE chief. And I asked him, he said, well, I want to see broad-mindedness. He said, broad-mindedness. And this is actually the meaning of the word itself. You know, Brahmana comes from the word Brihad, big, right? So he has a large, big heart. Big heart. So that means he's a well-wisher. Because he's broad-minded, he can tolerate. Actually, you can look in the Veda base. Prabhupada says that you can just type into the Veda base Brahmana and liberal. And you will see how many times Prabhupada says Brahmana means liberal. Brahmana means liberal. So nowadays, liberal is almost like a bad word for some people. But it means he's tolerant, he's kind, he is respectful. One thing we can say, he will not create unnecessary quarrels. He will not create unnecessary quarrels. This is, I remember when we were preparing standards for Bhakti Vaibhav, we had an idea to write to the person's temples, students' temples, and see, did he quarrel, how much did he quarrel in the last 2 years? And if the person was quarreling too much, then we decided, okay, we will not give him the diploma. Because it's not enough to just know the shlokas and theory, the person has to actually behave. And what's the first manifestation of this behavior? That there will be tolerance, kindness, respect. Yeah. In the 11th canto, in the end of Uddhava Gita, Krishna says something very, very interesting. He says that he has given to Uddhava all the knowledge, and then he says that here is the best sadhana. I will tell you the best sadhana, he says. This is chapter 29, verses between 9 and 20. This description is there. He says that if you practice this sadhana, the bad tendencies of rivalry, you know, rivalry, rivalry, how do you say this in Hindi, rivalry? You try to rival, be better than someone. Envy, abusiveness, that's our quality, you know, quarreling, along with false ego, are very quickly destroyed. Very quickly destroyed. Would you like your false ego very quickly destroyed? And all the bad tendencies very quickly destroyed? So Krishna says, this is the method. What is this method? He says, without being ashamed of what others will think or say, you should offer obeisances to the Lord in everybody's heart, even in the heart of dogs, donkeys, and cows. Okay, cows, so nobody will say, but dogs, you know. I sometimes in VHE, I try to do this, but still I look around, you know, is there people looking at me or not? And the dogs are usually very surprised. They look at me. You know, better give me some bread or something, you know. But it's very interesting. I was practicing this on monkeys. Sometimes there's this big monkey, you know, that looks like he's going to a gym, you know. They are actually, you know, all day. So they are, you know. So then I usually it, you know, they provoke you. And you feel like, oh, I will also show him who is who is stronger. But then I thought, let me try. You know, let me offer obeisances. So I offer my, you know, I live on the roof. Not many people look what I'm doing there. So I don't have to be worried too much about shame, feeling awkward what others will think. So I offer my obeisance, and very often I saw, like, I try to think, okay, Krishna is in the heart, and my obeisance, okay, he has this nature, monkey, okay, monkey means tamas means anger, envy, aggression, violence, that's ingratitude, that's the nature. You know, that's their nature, so what? So I try to offer my obeisance, and very often, I can tell you, I saw they immediately cool down. They cool down. Sometimes they even like... Okay. Not exactly like this, but... I feel sometimes, some days ago, there was one... There's a whole gang of these monkeys. They were fighting, running, doing havoc. And I remember not full pranam, panchanga pranam, but just like this, you know, this pranam. I found the chief, and I and I said, I'm Hare Krishna, I'm sorry, you know, please, you know, my obeisance is to you, but look what's happening. You know? And I couldn't believe, you know, this old guy. Usually they are more intelligent, you know, they have lived, whatever, 7-10 years, so they are already. So the guy looked at me and he made like this. He nodded and he gathered his gang and went away. I don't know, maybe coincidence, but I don't in Vrindavan. So this is what Krishna says is the best sadhana, is trying to remember that Krishna is, that he is in the heart of everybody. That's what he describes. I'm trying to remember that Krishna is in the heart of everybody. Of course, this is just one part. We want to serve Krishna, we want to please Krishna. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that nobody is more dear to him than one who tries to share this knowledge with of bhakti with others. So for marathon, this is very important. So as whatever you do, you can try to remind yourself. Oftentimes I do this simple exercise. So just now, can you please just look around anywhere you want, at each other, at the guests, anybody, and just think with respect. Krishna is in his heart. Krishna is in her heart. Can you just do this? Just 5 seconds? Just look at each other. Krishna is in his heart. I always like how everybody starts smiling. Why are you smiling? Because you're happy. Why are you happy? Because Krishna is happy. Because this is what Krishna wants. This is what Krishna wants. Krishna wants that we are, you know, in the fourth canto, previous canto, Krishna comes to the Prachetas and says, I am so happy with you. Why? Because you, 10 brothers, are like one. This summer, my sister came to my parents, and I was also there. And I visited my parents, and we were with my sister. Actually, my sister, she was the first who taught me about reincarnation. I was just a small kid. She said that our heart is like a lotus. And every life, you can open one more petal. You live many times. In your life, you can open some petals or you can close. So the purpose is you open all the petals so that you blossom. Then your life is perfect. So then I thought, oh, interesting. So I have to work upon myself. So we have good relationships. So then she left and we went to the airport. She went away. And then we came home and the father... told me, the mother was there, father was there, and the father told me, he said, I'm very happy how you and your sister are talking to each other, are searching something on the internet, and how you are very friendly with each other. I'm very happy, I'm very satisfied. It was surprising, I didn't think he would say this, because we just, you know, brother and sister, we just were, you know, normal. But then I thought, you know, if he is satisfied that we are just friendly, how much Krishna will be satisfied if we are friendly with our brothers and sisters? You know, we are all sons and daughters and parts and parcels of Krishna. So if in this world the father is happy to see that his children are not fighting and they are friendly to each other, you know, how much Krishna will be happy? If we are friendly to each other, And you can, it's not accidental that you can see so many times sadhus' qualities are described as titikshava, means tolerant, broad-minded, kind, friendly. Titikshaya, karunaya cha, maitriya cha kilajantushu, samatvena cha sarvatma bhagavan, samprasidati. This is 4th canto, 11th chapter, verse 13. Manu tells Dhruva Maharaj, who was killing the yakshas, he says, satam vrata, these are the vows of saintly people, satam, brahmanas, devotees. What are the vows? He says, four vows. This titikshaya, tolerance, means you will be hurt. If you accept somebody as a friend, a close person, 100% you will feel pain. You allow somebody, basically you open yourself to somebody. Bhaktisiddhantaji said that you should be prepared to shed how much? 200 gallons? How much? Of blood. Yeah? Basically you put a tap into your vein and let them drink. That's what a leader does, isn't it? A leader, a manager, a guide. And so you prepare or children, how much you have to tolerate from children? So any friendship, any close relationships means tolerance. Husband and wife, of course nowadays it's unheard of, but in India still you know how to tolerate. So titikshaya, tolerance, karunaya, kindness, mercy, maitriya, friendliness to chakhila jantushu, to all the living entities. Because, you know, we are all children of the same Krishna. Aham bija pradapita, Krishna says. I am the seed-giving father. And if somebody is really, really bad, demoniac, then as a madhyam bhakta, okay, if you cannot be merciful and friendly, at least samatvena, at least neutral. You know, just don't hate. Okay, you can ignore, avoid, be indifferent, just don't cultivate anger and hatred towards somebody. Just, you know, avoid, as Prabhupada says, as madhyam bhakta. So, these four things, this 4, 11, 13, then Manu says, Bhagavan samprasidati, then the Lord is completely pleased with you. The Lord is completely pleased with you. So, this is our... And then we can happily, if Krishna is happy, people are happy, then the mind is clear. If you don't quarrel, your mind will be clear. And then, if you don't hate, the mind will be clear. And then, Prabhupada says, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and one's relationship with Him and thus be promoted to the highest perfection. Siddhim paramam gataha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Oh dear Vaishnavas, Brahminically qualified with wonderful Radha Shyama Sundar in the heart. Any questions or comments? Yes?